What's up, guys and girls? Welcome to the Rock Hippie Adventures. My name's Keith.
I'm Mel.
And welcome to, like, the best episode because it's 23.
The Michael Jordan episode.
It's the douche tray. It's my lucky number in roulette.
Is it really?
So every time I go to... Okay, so I haven't gambled long. Like,
I was going to say, babe, like, you're like a novice to gambling. It's my gambling number. You know, all four times I've gone, twice.
Okay, so I went to Reno this year. Yes. First time I've ever been to a legit casino.
That blows my freaking mind. Like,
really?
It really does.
Well, I mean,
because most people by our
bingo
age.
And
yeah,
lottery and stuff.
But I get that.
You know, I mean.
But most people by our age have been to a casino.
I have a motto about gambling.
Okay.
I don't want to waste a dollar.
I know.
I hate wasting a dollar.
You cringed every time I threw those 20s Holy into the damn machine.
So I went to Reno this year, and I have numbers that I like. 13, I like 9, mm-hmm. 23 is one of those numbers.
Yeah.
So, you know, and 4. Don't ask me why. Those four numbers.
You have four kids.
4, makes 9, 13,
okay.
And 23.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Reno. Never, like, gambled. Like, casino gambled. Tables, none of it.
Yeah.
So I went downstairs with the guy I was there in Reno with. We was on a job site. And, you know, he's like at the roulette table. And he's like, I was like, I ain't got no cash yet. I had to get some cash. He goes, man, here's 20. Pay me back the 20 bucks later if you win. Or if you win now, just give me 20 bucks back. I was like, all right. So I threw 20 bucks in the machine. You know me. I'm like, 25 cents here, 25 cents here.
Yeah.
And I was figuring it out and threw it down. And I was like, 23, 13, 9, and 4. And 23 hit. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
That's $8, man. I won $8.
Hell yeah.
My buddy won 500.
Holy shit, did he really?
Yeah, he won 500. Damn. I think he ended up cashing out like 600.
Did he spot you the 20 or did you owe him to him?
No, I gave it back to him. No, I'm not like that. But
no, I know
so
you're not.
I played a couple more times and 23 actually hit like 3 more times. So I ended up walking away from that table with $85.
There
it was $65.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah.
You know, gave him the 20 back. I had 65 in my pocket. And guess what? That $65 lasted me the whole 3 days I was in Reno. I ate on it.
Got your per diem.
Yeah, and I kept my per diem.
There you go.
And I didn't gamble another cent. Oh, no, I didn't. I did. I took $5 because I wanted to play one of the poker machines because I loved the because when I was a kid, I had this really mean step grandfather,
mm-hmm.
and he always took me to the pool halls and the bars and stuff with him because, he, you know, that's the only way he could watch me.
Yeah.
And he would sit me at those little, like, poker machines,
uh-huh.
and he'd put a quarter in, and I'd just, like, be playing on them. And I love those. So I was like, man, it's kind of nostalgic. I'll go over there. And I won,
gotcha.
Like, $30 on one. So
there
I was
you
like,
go.
Yeah, good stuff.
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah, 23, man, 23. This is episode 23. We want to welcome you. We hope that you've been listening to the past few episodes.
Hey, they've hit the jackpot, episode 23. Let's go with it.
That's right.
No.
So we...
It was worth a shot.
Yeah, we tried. But we do appreciate it if you've been listening. The show has gained some traction, and we appreciate that because we're just kind of sharing our lives with everybody. We've met some really cool people online on the Instagram.
On the gram.
We're trying to gain some support, so you'll probably see us supporting some advertisement for our Patreon page that'll be coming up here
probably
a couple of weeks. If I can get working on it, maybe next week we'll release what we're going to do. But I've got some work to do.
So. Yeah. Hang tight, people.
Yeah. And if it's up to me, it might never get done.
I'll push them to it.
Yeah, we'll
see. Nah, not really.
But if you do like things like it is... please continue to listen. Check us out on Instagram. And we're going to get rolling with the show because, you know, if you check it out, we're getting the space set up. If you're, like, watching the video that we put out, you see it. I'm going to drop a couple of spots on the
Some
Instagram.
Some BTS behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes stuff, yeah. On
it's
the
looking
show.
Good in here. He's setting up his studio nicely.
Yeah. Finally,
I need some girl stuff in here, though. I'm not going to lie.
I got you some girl stuff in here.
Where?
Right there behind you.
Where? Oh, thanks, babe.
Yeah.
I bought that.
You did buy that.
Yeah.
It's a little frame picture of, and it says, I love you and I know. Of course, it's the, if you're nerdy like me, it's the Princess Leia and Han Solo scene from when Han Solo is going into the carbonite freezing chamber in the Cloud City, where Lando kind of.
Is that the one that the Halloween costume was made out of? He was like stuck in a brick.
It was it's a carbonite frozen.
It was a brick.
It's not a brick.
But that's what the Halloween costume looked like.
It's not a brick.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It's a carbonite freezing chamber.
Okay. It's a brick.
And they.
He's a brick house.
No, he's not.
He's mighty, mighty. No. Okay. Just thought I'd give that out.
No. But anyways, yeah, it's that line.
But that's for you. That's not even mine.
Yeah, but it's girly.
There's no girliness in that.
Yeah, it is.
It's got a cursive handwriting that makes it girly.
Yeah.
Oh, la. That's not even true.
Hold on a second.
There's nothing in here that's mine.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is.
Where?
The table's yours.
Yeah, my kitchen table.
The fabric? Well,
no.
I paid for the fabric.
I'm putting some girl stuff in.
Oh, no, you got your Blue Ridge Parkway thing behind us.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Those are mine.
Yeah, those are yours.
All
but
right.
But it is kind of the only place I have to put the stuff that I have.
I'll let you go with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, there's no place to put my Star Wars. I mean, I can make plenty of shelves in the living room and we'll have Star Wars figures all over
the place. No, this is a great location for all of those things. Yes. Mm-hmm.
We can have some shelves above the bed with some Star Wars figures.
Like roll over here playing with figurines. No. No.
Yeah,
don't like
that. We're good.
No.
Anyways.
Speaking of laying in bed and playing with figurines, guess what today's episode's about? Just kidding.
You see what I had to work with, folks. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I had to work with. Yeah. Anyways.
You're stuck with me, too.
I'm not stuck.
No, you are.
No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm never stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I got WD-40 and 1040 weight oil out in the garage. No. I can get unstuck from anything.
No.
I got plenty of lubricant out in the garage that
nobody will ever be
grease up engines and everything else.
Nope.
Yep.
Not happening.
Anyways, so yeah, we just want to say if you listen to a show and you got some input, give us a shout out. Tell us know. And if you've got something that's going on in relationships or you want to talk about it, let us know. I think it's about time we start featuring some guests on the show too. So
yeah, I'd love to have some guests.
Yeah, so if you're looking to do some crossover events,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, when the Flash goes to the Legends or the Legends go to Supergirl, which I'm not a DC fan, but they do some pretty good crossover events. I mean, they do those well.
You watched that one that was on the CW or something. Yeah. That thing was like days long.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it. Yeah. I didn't watch it.
No, she didn't. But anyways, so, you know, like we said, it's like a good Marvel movie too, or a good Marvel series when, you know, all the superheroes, if you
Yeah, we want superheroes on our show.
I'll take villains too.
I'll take anybody. If you want to talk about relationships, come on.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's do it.
Yeah. With people who don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
We'll tell you when you show up.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
We'll be back in a minute. Unfortunately, we do have to pay some bills. Maybe that's why we're starting a Patreon, so, you know, you can.
We're almost up to a whole case of beer. No, a six-pack.
I don't know how much a case of beer costs anymore. I don't buy cases of beer.
No, I buy a six-pack. We're almost up to a good six-pack.
I barely buy
IPAs.
A six-pack, maybe a four-pack.
No, I'm just watching the dollar amount. So we're almost up to a really good six-pack of IPAs.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No way. We ain't even hit $10 yet.
On sale with the coupon.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways, we'll be back in a minute, guys and girls. Thanks for...
I said a six-pack, not a 12.
Jeez. If you could only see this. We'll be back in a minute. And we're back, guys and girls. Welcome again to the part of the show that people probably should be listening to. Not that first part. Junk.
They probably stop after the first part.
Like, what the hell are these? Like, oh, I'm so tired of this.
That's all right.
So, would you like to introduce the topic for this evening properly?
Oh, I jumped the gun a little while earlier because I got so super excited about it. That's why. You know how that works.
I guess.
So we're continuing with our series of myth busting. And
breaking the barriers.
We've talked about fighting.
Yeah.
That good couples don't fight. We've talked about that relationship should be easy. And we busted that one. So we're busting one more today.
Yeah.
Third time's a charm. And we're doing romance and passion never fade in a great relationship. Truth or fiction?
Did we put out a...
No, I forgot.
Motherfucker. Oh, my goodness. You didn't do your...
Babe, I got so busy with my February celebrating...
You have one job.
Oh, I know.
One job. Well, you have more than one job.
I could still do it.
You have more than one job, but it's fine.
I got so excited about celebrating our relationship challenge that I put out there today for the 1st of February that I forgot to do the rocket or block it.
Well, since we're speaking about that, we did put out on our story, there is a 30-day, even though February is only 28 days.
Well, it's more specialer. You can do 2 in 1 day.
It's more specialer. You can do 2.
It's based on the 5 love languages, so there's actually, I think, 2 or 3 for each love language. Well, I guess not. I guess there's probably 4 because there's 20-some days. Whatever. Divide that by 5. I teach Spanish, not math. But anyways, yeah, so I made something for each day for you and your partner to do. It's like an activity. It could be that you're doing something together. It could be that you're having conversations, whatever. Just celebrating love.
Yeah. Go to our Instagram.
Yeah, it's in the story. I'll share it again.
Yeah, and all week. Check it out. Yep, it'll be there. It's already been
out
a couple days.
Also, there's a button that says challenges on our Instagram page, so once the story goes away, it'll stay in there.
Okay, there you go. Look on challenges.
Yeah. Today we send a cute picture to each other.
So we're going to try to do our best Adam Savage and Jamie Hyman.
Who? Oh, those people, those dudes.
Mythbusters.
Yeah.
We're not them.
I bust nuts, not myths.
And the crowd goes silent.
I'm a ball buster, babe.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my job.
You had one job.
You had one job.
Okay. So, yeah, we're going to talk about this week, you know, looking at the common misplacement that the romance, the passion, the steaminess, the excitement never dies in a good relationship. And we want to, I try to preference this in all the shows that that we're doing right now, is that, you know, we're speaking that, you know, when we say good relationships, great relationships, like the relationships that go really well, not that they don't have problems, but, you know, like any relationship that is supposed to be good has to have these things happen, or these things always happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we talked about last week, you know, a good relationship, people don't fight. Well, obviously we, you know.
You may not fight now, but there had to be disagreements and things that happened when you first started dating. Otherwise, nothing ever comes
when you get married.
Like,
I mean, yeah, there's, again, we talked about the different situations of how communication works and can break those things down. It can help later. But just like this, I think, you know, if anybody's been in a relationship, let's say more than 5 minutes. Okay. We'll say, let's say 6 months.
Okay. That's fair.
I'll say 6 months. 6 good, like, and I'm not, okay.
Like, so pre-moving in or post-moving in? What do you feel about that? Because it could be that 6 months, if you're not living together, might look different than 6 months, and then you start living together. So do you want to quantify or
And that's what I was going to say. I'm talking about 6 months of a serious
dating
relationship, whether, and I think there's different levels of it. I think marriage and moving in
has its own kind of thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But I think the, like, I'm together with you every day. Like, okay. there's nobody else I'm dating. It's just me and you.
So you've committed to each other and there's nobody else.
Yeah,
it's just you and your partner.
You have made the commitment talk.
Okay.
You have laid down, we're not dating anybody else.
Yeah, I only want to be with you. I only want to be with you. Let's throw in some Hootie in the...
No.
Blowfish? No. Okay, well, go on.
No Darius Rucker tonight.
No, I'm not him.
Okay. So, I'd like to say that, you know, I think 6 months of solid, let's say, even if you're not moved in together.
So you've gotten past the honeymoon phase, essentially, is what you're trying to get at,
well,
right?
But I think you need to understand, like, what that looks like. Because a honeymoon phase can last a year if you're only seeing each other like 2-3 times a week. Maybe. You know, you've dated for a year, but, you know, you're not like...
So you're spending the majority of your time together.
Yeah, I would say...
Whether it's not moving in or not, but the majority of your time is together.
Yeah, and I think after being... Especially if you moved in together 6 months, like 6 months after moving in together, you've definitely passed the honeymoon phase.
Yeah,
you definitely have to... If you haven't gotten into some good conversations and had a couple of good fights...
Yeah.
By then,
how about 3 days? How's that? A week? Moving in together? No.
No. Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, you're still in a honeymoon phase.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. You're still on your P's and Q's. You haven't had all the bad days yet.
No, you haven't had any bad days yet.
Yeah. Like, I got you.
I don't think you start having bad days till a couple of months in.
Yeah,
unless
I'm
you're
on board
with each other like 24/7 every day. You're start like I think after the first 2 months after being with each other all the time.
Now, if you're in COVID years and you've been together for 2 weeks, that counts.
No. No, I still think there has to be a good 2 months before the honeymoon phase starts dying down. Not that the passion dies out, not that the romance dies out. And again, I'm not saying that those two things die out, but I think there's a cooling off period.
Yeah, it's once the reality, of the relationship has set in, and I would agree with you.
I think
on six months.
I think that the passion and romance in of itself doesn't die out. I think the level of commitment to that kind of moderates back
no
to responsibility.
Wooing. Yeah, I get you.
Well, yeah, the wooing kind of goes out the window because you're not trying to get that person to stay with you any longer. The person is with you. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, you've got to now do the other part of the work that keeps the person with you for the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. But that I think that's passion there, and there's romance in that too. I think maybe what we should maybe break down a little bit in the beginning of this episode is what are we talking about when we're talking about passion and romance?
Okay. Yeah, so we've put a time restraint on it. Well, not a time restraint, but a time suggestion, six months. Okay, so now let's look at the words then.
Yeah, so like passion and romance, when you hear those two things, what do you think about?
Like doing things for each other, selflessly doing things for each other, surprises, little gifts.
Well, then passion and romance never dies.
Some people don't do that.
Yeah, but in
a
good
relationship. Are you talking about like physical things?
I'm talking about like. The whole passion and romance. Like, when I hear passion
like
and romance.
Getting down?
Well, I mean, yeah, getting down is one thing. But I'm thinking, like, it's always the butterflies. It's always the hoo-hoo-hoo, you know. I'm so in love with you. And it's always just.
The giddiness of seeing somebody.
It's,
I got you.
You know, I believe, I mean, there's two, I think there's two different ways to look at it. Like, there's the over-the-top honeymoon passion and romance. And I think there's the passion and romance that we're talking about, like, the little things.
Yeah, don't, I mean, you know.
But then again, I think.
You got a vacuum in your hand. I feel all kinds of passion in, for you. I ain't lying to you because that gets to my heart.
Right, but I think that's different. I think that's different than passion romance. I think that's care and compassion. You know,
oh, that was the other one I came up with earlier.
I mean, let's not
figure out a way to get it in there.
Let's not cheapen the show.
It's already free.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. If you want to find out what she's laughing about, you'll have to go and look at the behind the scenes video.
Yeah,
because
it's in there.
Yeah, it's in there for sure. And it's in the beginning, so you don't have to watch the whole thing. But again, I think there's a difference between passion and romance and caring and compassion.
Yeah, there is.
Like,
there's taking care of somebody
like,
or doing those kind of things.
It's
I
like,
agree with
oh,
you.
I'm so in love with you, and I really love you.
I have a perfect example of our relationship and how I know that that's changed.
Okay.
Because when we first started dating, you and I bought a little, it was your birthday, like straight away when we started dating. Mm-hmm. And I bought a little notebook thing that you and I used to leave notes in all the time for each other. Mm-hmm. This is when you were traveling more.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't see each other, whatever the case might be. And we wrote notes, letters to each other. Might be thoughts, might be poems, it might be whatever we felt like that day. But we did it. So if you went out of town, you left me one.
Yeah.
Or I would send it with you. Mm-hmm. Vice versa. That book's been sitting on your thing for like the better part of a year, maybe not at this point.
Well, you're right. That, I think that is a perfect way to look at it. Now it's,
it's fine, but.
But you know. I think that was more of us. I think that's the passion and romance of, like, not knowing each other and really trying to woo each other and trying to be very over the top with that, being so romantic, so romantical. Oh, I'm so romantical.
Oh, that was sweet.
But, yeah, but then the life changes, like, where it's, okay, I think passion and romance never dies.
I think...
It's not an all-the-time thing in a relationship.
Right.
I think passion and romance meets responsibility, and responsibility changes how that passion and romance is translated. Mm-hmm. Like, you go from, like...
The intensity dies down.
Yeah, the intensity dies down a lot. I mean, it gets... Okay, so it doesn't get stagnant and complacent, but you can get into this comfortable place where it's like, okay, you know each other, and now you can build up a stronger relationship, mm-hmm. more than just a fluke, more than just, you know, guttural feelings, mm-hmm. like butterflies and things like that, because that's not substantial enough to make a relationship work. Mm-hmm. Relationships can only work once you have substance. And you can't have substance in a relationship until you deal with the responsibilities.
Sure.
When you deal with the responsibilities, all that guttural, nice, in-lovey, you know, passion and romance feeling kind of stops being at that level. Mm-hmm. So you go from middle school, high school, I'm in love.
Yeah, check the boxes. Do you like me?
Yeah. To a realistic approach to a relationship.
That's you're able to maintain, because you can't maintain... Yeah. I don't think you can maintain in a relationship that level 10 romance and passion. No. I just think it becomes false and fake after a while.
You're
going through the motions of it without it being truly intentional on your part. Yeah. It becomes fake.
Well, and I think it overtakes the relationship. So when relationships die, mm-hmm. or start going to that burial ground,
yeah.
is when people are trying so hard to keep that level of in love feelings, mm-hmm. that over mm-hmm. the top, exuberant, like romantic lifestyle.
Sure.
Because because now you spend more time working on that and you miss the other responsibilities in a relationship. So let's look at it like this. So think about when you move in together. Mm-hmm. When you first move in together, it's kind of crazy. You know, you're having sex more because, you know, you're with each other all the time. But, you know, for some of us older guys, you know, you can only keep up for so long. I mean, you're trying because you like to...
It's like a cruel joke. Women hit their the late 40s, and all we want to do is be 18-year-old boys and, you know, get down all the time.
And we're not 18-year-old boys anymore.
No, it's okay, though.
Things don't work like that. Hate to say that, but you know.
I don't have a problem.
I do what I can. But anyways... But that's the thing, you know, you're still kind of doing the dating thing, so you know you're working out. Then it's always fun to cook together a little bit.
Oh yeah, because everything's a new experience.
Yeah, so all the new stuff, you know, and then it's like, oh, then you buy your first furniture together, and then you're decorating together, and then maybe you move into a new place together. So all those things, you have all these first moments still, which kind of brings up the level of relationship.
It brings it up all the time. You have these little bursts of like ups and downs.
But then you do that. I wake up for work in the morning thing where. You find out.
He glares at me like he's going to kill me.
It's not. Well,
the two times that you look at me that way are when you're done working out and when you get up to go to work. I'm like, you look, you're mad as hell at me and I've done nothing. That's just my face.
It is just my face. Fuck, I got to go to work.
I'm like, oh no.
Fuck, I hate working out and running. But seriously, it's the thing of it is. That you start facing reality. It's like, oh shit, I got to get up and go to work. All right. And then, oh, I got to make lunch and somebody's got to come home. And when we come home, you're tired from work. And now you got to deal with that part of it. And it's like, okay, now you got dinner and dishes and other chores to do. And oh, I want to take a rest. And then there's these times where we talked about a couple weeks ago about how much time we spend with each other. You know, and then you feel like, oh, I got to spend more time with this person, but I just need a few moments by myself. So it really wears on that level of passion and romance.
Yeah, life responsibilities become.
Yeah, it becomes where.
In the middle of it.
Right. And this is where passion and romance, which it's hard to say we're going to bust a myth tonight. Maybe more what we're looking at is how you can use your relationship to keep passion and romance there, but understand the passion and romance you need to have in your relationship.
And that it's changed. It's not the same level necessarily.
It matures.
It's still there. It's just not at a 10.
Yeah, but it grows up to be an adult.
It can be a 10.
Yeah, I mean,
I think
passion and romance is always a 10.
Yeah.
It just looks different.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You know, trying to define it is hard because I think, well, this is kind of passionate and romantic too. Like, you know, when you buy a gift for somebody and it's thoughtful, that's romantic. Mm-hmm. That's romance. Mm-hmm. You're loving that person through this language of love.
Yeah, you just didn't get him a beef jerky stick at the... Well, I mean, you probably haven't found that, but anyways.
Dude, you give me a beef jerky stick.
I know, I thought about it. Get you a little... What is those ones that you eat that I don't like in the car?
Oh, man, them Tijuana Mamas.
Yeah, if
pickle,
I did get...
Hot pickle
honestly,
sausage.
That
Woo!
Is true. Let me take that back. If I did get you a Tijuana Mama and a Dr. Pepper and a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in the middle... The Reese's Pieces in the middle. That
Word.
Is like, that's a level 10.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's off the charts. I mean, that's romance to me. And I mean, I know it sounds stupid.
Well, maybe that's part of it, though, if you think about it. Maybe it's figuring out what it is that your partner likes that gives them the 10. Like, it may not be your 10, but it gives me a 10.
Yeah,
and gives you a 10. Like, I don't want a damn Tijuana mama. Don't bring that shit home to me. But for you, you love him. So that's a 10 for you.
Yeah.
I hit a 10 on that one. I didn't do it yet, but I would.
But, you know, I mean, it's all the little things like
you can get. I got you voodoo chips for Christmas.
No, exactly.
That's a 10.
Yeah. Word.
I'll make your lunch for you.
I vacuum the floors. I do the dishes.
You hang some motherfucking pictures in here at some damn sweet-ass right angles. That's like a fucking...
Yeah,
get me going, babe.
I do have a type A personality.
God, it's hot watching you with that damn level. Measuring out 1.5 inches or 2 inches. Does this look right, babe? Hell yeah, it does. Really, I'm just checking your ass out while you're doing it, but that's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see, that's a 10. But why do you think I keep buying prints for you to hang up?
I know. I was like, why do we got so many damn pictures to hang? I'm like, she just came back and was like, look, I just got all these. There's 6 more pictures we got to hang in. There's no pictures in this room, though. I was like, but nobody.
Get my kicks, babe.
But nobody lives in that room. It's like a guest bedroom, but it's got to look good when people come over. I was like, okay, I'll hang them.
Really, I'm just keeping you busy so I can check your ass out and watch you use your level.
Yeah, I hear you. But that's the thing. It's understanding how you mature in your relationship as the compassion or the passion and the romance grows. You know, it's okay. So we're coming up. It's the first day of February.
It's the first of the month. I gotta pay my bills. That's how I know that too.
Oh, yeah, I mean, most of us do.
Yeah.
But it's the first day of February. We're 13 days away from Valentine's Day, which we both give 2 shits about Valentine's Day.
We give a fuck about Valentine's
like,
Day.
You're not going to see us go all, like, we may post something on Valentine's Day, but it won't be, I don't ever post, like, happy Valentine's Day, I'm so in love with you, blah, 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 blah. I'm like.
I don't want that. That's awkward.
Yeah, but it is kind of weird. So, I mean, we do things differently, but I'll get, you know, because it is a day that most people celebrate, and I'm trying to learn how to be thoughtful, I think, what can I do to make her happy? Whether I give it to her on Valentine's Day or not. Here's your Valentine's Day present.
I got you a Valentine's Day present,
too. It's February 8th.
Whenever it shows up.
Yeah, that's me. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah. I want you to tell me you love me every day. I want you to show me every day that you love me. Yeah, just not one day over the top.
Right. And I think that's what people do. They save up for Valentine's Day. And they think, this is the day I'm going to show all my passion and romance.
It should be every day.
But they miss the conjecture, or they miss the dichotomy of what it is to be passionate and romantic every day.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be something
instead
huge.
Of just one day.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to, I think that's the other thing, is that people assume it's something that's huge, that's, you know, well thought out, that is planned, something that's above and beyond, that, you know, over the top. It doesn't have to be like that. You can have romance and passion and do teeny tiny little things.
Yeah, it's
that was why I created the challenge thing, honestly.
Well, yeah.
It's because it was just a start to have that conversation with somebody. Like, look, I could do all these things, and they might not be something that gets you going, but it's something that your partner might be super thrilled about.
Yeah, and it's, I think, passion and romance comes from, again, you ready for it? What is the key to good relationships?
The big C. Communication.
Yeah, communication. I was a little worried there for a second.
You should be with me.
Oh, no. You don't trust the middle school teacher. But
it was dropping. It was a D. That would be a different word. But the C, I'll let it go.
Druidism?
No, babe. Mm-mm.
Dichotomy?
Nope. The big D.
Delphi.
How did you know? That's kidding.
I was going to go Dell.com because that's the big D for me. Dell. Anyways.
There's only one big D for me. Anyways, communication is what we're talking about. The C word.
Yes. So with good communication in a relationship, because the one myth you'll never bust is for all good relationships have to have good communication. Has to be communication.
Bottom line.
And communication has to work.
Yeah.
It has to be worked on, and it has to work. Because if it doesn't, then all these things we talk about busting or even kind of flowing with won't work. Like, to understand a passionate, a romantic, you know, relationship has to be communication. And it's not about like, hey, woman, what's your favorite color? What kind of food do you like?
I like how you turn southern when you start asking me questions.
I'm not asking you.
I mean, hypothetically.
I was hypothetically asking any. Oh. Like, I'm the hypothetical male asking a hypothetical female a question. And yes,
yeah,
it went
and then
southern.
You buy me everything in my favorite color. I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Well, it was like
well,
this.
It is
like,
that way.
I think guys, and guys, I'm sorry if I'm making a general blanket statement. I think we really, truly want to make our partner happy. And I think this may be more of a straight male thing. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's the way our brain works.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm leaving out any gay males, I'm sorry, but I feel like they have a better understanding of relationships than straight guys do. I mean, some straight guys get it, but we really have to work at it because there's something like in our brain that blocks it.
There's like a disconnect.
Yeah. So, like, we really want to make our partner happy, but at the same time, we want to do it where, you know, we don't fuck it up.
Yeah, so, I can see that.
So I had this, like, with my ex, I had this, like, really nifty idea. Like, I had a phone that I could schedule a text. So I scheduled a text every day at the same time to say I love you, mm-hmm. right? Thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I thought it was the sweetest. I thought in my head, it's amazing, right? A couple weeks go by. She goes, did you schedule a text to come to me every day to say this? And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, I didn't lie about it. I was like, yeah. She goes, it just kind of seems like not very authentic, genuine. And I'm
thoughtful.
I'm like, I thought it was pretty thoughtful that I came to the point that I could actually, like, I would think to do that to make sure you get that every day. That was in my head. But to her, it was something different. So that communication made me see that automation really doesn't equal passion.
Yeah.
And romance.
Probably not.
But I thought it was pretty fucking good.
I mean, I'll give you the smart on it. I will give you points for, like, at least
like,
thinking
come on,
outside the
guys,
box.
Let me ask you a question. If you had thought of that, right, would you thought, man, my girl's going to love me? I want to send her a text every day at this not just any time, but a special time to you and that person. Like, this is the moment, right?
Yeah.
Kind of bam, every day, right? I mean, it wasn't just one of those things where you did it. Like, you had to, like, practice because when a text goes out, like, I want to, it's like, this is why I thought it was thoughtful. When a text goes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always hit the phone right. So you had to plan the text to leave your phone at the moment to make sure it got to the other phone at the exact moment. So it's the exact time.
Oh, wow. That's a lot, babe.
I mean, come on. Yeah, it just doesn't matter, does it?
No.
But I'm like I'm saying, but it's like so many things. Like,
you're like, hell yeah, I got this. This is awesome. And then she's like,
no. But that's the thing. It's like, you know, a guy asks, like, you know, he's digging in. Like, so she likes roses and she likes yellow and she loves this certain type of chocolate. So on Valentine's Day, every year, what does he get her?
Well, that's also a cop-out to me because that's the easy thing. Like, that's, you got the answer. So, like, there's no thought in that. Like, it's thoughtful at the beginning when you've done it the first time.
Right.
But if you keep continuing to do it, it's like, okay, well, now you're just dialing it in. Like, you can't even come up with something new about it.
But it's
that's how I feel.
It's good communication versus just talking about it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with doing that the first time. Absolutely, by all means.
Good communication is you paying attention sometimes without talking.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to tell you the most important thing is kind of picking up on little things. Seeing, and I'm terrible. I'm oblivious. I'm an oblivious person. I'm a very non-observant person when it comes to things non-technical.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Like, I don't, like, things, like, I don't, my brain doesn't work like other people's brain do. Like, if you're one of those people like me, like, you'll see a car, and you'll be able to name the name, maybe what type of engine it has, I mean, things like that. Or you'll see a computer, or you'll see something techie, and you're observant because it's the things in your mind that click.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, what colors people like, thank God you love black, is easy. It's simple. I mean, I got that. But, you know, it's not picking up on the other things. And I'm oblivious. I'm oblivious to people. I think that's more of my thing. I'm oblivious to what people are doing around me unless I'm focused in to study that person.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you on that.
Because, like, I used to get banged all the time for the fact that, you know, that girl was hitting on you, right? No, I didn't even. What? You're stupid. She wasn't hitting on me. No, I was. And then they break it down. I was like, oh, I guess she was. Or, you know, this person was being this way. And I'm like, nah, they wasn't. And I'm like, no. And then, like, or did you see what these people were
doing? You miss social cues or social situations. You miss things sometimes.
Yeah, because I got this, like, I don't care attitude.
I'll give you a perfect example. Here it is right here. So we move into our new home. And I hear him outside. He's messing around. We're emptying the trunk out. I'm inside the house, and I hear him talking to somebody. And I'm like, who the hell is he talking to? And I hear a woman's voice, and I waited a few minutes. And the woman kept repeating over and over again, it's just quiet here, just me and my son. Yep, just me and my son. She said it three times. So then my happy ass had to go outside and put somebody in check, not rudely. But I did have to let her know that there is a woman that lives in this house, and he is not by himself. He totally missed it. I had no idea. I was like, she literally said, it was our neighbor, literally said three times in a row, just me. I just live here by myself. And I'm like, I know what she's doing. Because I'm a woman, so I know exactly what her plan was. Sees a guy moving in next door, doesn't see a woman. So, you know, I had to go let her know. Has she been around? Have we seen her since?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't even know. But I was like, she was totally making these comments, and you were clueless. But that's why I had to step in, because you were clueless.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, but it's communication too. It's communication of being observant. It's communication of talking, and when you're talking, and you pick up on things, you know, but also, ladies, to understand that guys are, you know, they don't work the same, because if you don't believe me, there's a couple of good books out there, especially one. We've mentioned it a few times on the show. I'm not going to mention it again. You know, men are from Mars, women from Venus.
You were
going
to mention it. Silly ass.
Maybe somebody's listening to you today. But, I mean, there are definitely different ways women think. Because I am not, like, by nature a thoughtful person. I don't know if that's because I'm a guy or it's just because of me. But I'm not naturally a thoughtful person. I don't think holidays are special.
Except for
Halloween is cool, but it's not like I'm not a thoughtful person in the sense that like birthday is just another day, and you know, and I don't think it's a special day to do things. But if you realize that it's a special day to your partner, then there's things you should probably try to do. And I still struggle with those, and it's okay. But see, that's the part, ladies, where you have to communicate back to your partner and say, hey, you know,
And we did have conversations like that at the beginning
when we
first started dating. Because I just couldn't
heavy conversation.
Figure it out. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
But that's why I asked questions. And
yeah. It's not that, okay.
It's not towards me. It's not you just being a dick.
Yeah.
You literally just, there's a disconnect there.
There is. There's just a complete disconnect from the fact that I am who I am and you are who you are and we do things differently.
But I appreciate that you make an effort. Like, to me, that means a lot to me because you know it's important to me. So the fact that you're willing to make an effort in that area, even though it's something that you're not necessarily comfortable-ish with.
Right.
But you do make an effort, and I do appreciate that.
I try.
Because it's important to me.
I try.
You do. You do a good job.
So will passion and romance be a part of everyday life? Like, I think that's something we have to understand. Like, you know, we're talking about how it grows and matures, but God, there's going to be days that ain't shit going on.
Yeah, it's just a vanilla kind of day.
And it's not even a vanilla kind of day. It's just a day of rest. Yeah. It's just a day of, like, I've had a stressful fucking day, and I'm just going to sit in my chair and veg out and watch fucking MasterChef. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No?
I do know. But then really again, well.
But at the same time, you know, it's... You look at your life, and you're like... If I had to be on
camp
24/7, then I'm not staying.
But there's little ways that we do things that I disagree with what you're saying, though, because there are still things that we do, even if you're tired, even if it's the way that it is, there are still things that we do every day in small little ways to at least be affectionate towards each other. Because even if we're sitting there watching MasterChef, I'm on the couch, you're on your chair, mm-hmm. we still will hold hands with each other.
Yeah.
Or we'll like reach over, you'll grab my knee. Those are little things. And it's still passion. It's still ways of telling me, like, I'm thinking about you or I love you. Let me touch you.
Well, yeah,
I guess so.
That's
my love language too, so I pay attention to that.
I know you do.
But you know what I mean? So you could still do it. I grab your ass, like, you know, walk through the kitchen.
Yeah, you do.
It doesn't have to be something big. It just needs to be a little bit of like a, you know, I'm thinking
about
you.
I guess I can see that. Like, but I still think, If you have the expectation that it has to be a certain way all the time.
I don't expect it, but I think you just become so much part of like how you show each other love and affection.
But I think that's something you have to recognize because, I think it's understanding what that passion and romance is.
So do you think people miss that? Like, he doesn't ever do anything. But then he's thinking, well, I held her damn hand at dinner or I did something. You know what I mean? So is that a communication thing or is that just an expectation thing? Because that's a difference.
I think it's both.
Okay.
I think there's a communication error there. I think there's an expectation level error there. I also think that understanding what romance and passion means to each person, I think that's a conversation that needs to be had too. Because like when I was younger, I thought, you know, being a man, providing, going to work, mm-hmm. paying the bills. Hell, there's a part where, you know, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're doing a lot of stuff. You're doing everything. You're doing things because in your mind, the way you showed love was by, you know, like acts of service.
Yeah.
You know, and those types of things, or gift giving, that was, you know, the like you might accept love one way, but you can give love a totally different way. Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, there's certain ways I like to receive love, but I give love back differently just because, like, maybe my love language is touch. Like, I love physical touch, but at the same time, I give back through acts of service because in my mind, that's maybe how I want to give love. That's how I see giving love, but that's not like maybe your love language.
I get you.
So I have to change that. But mm-hmm. you also have to understand maybe I'm just missing the point, or I saw somebody else. This is how they showed love. You know, they gave gifts all the time. Mm-hmm. So they showed love through gifts. So I'm going to show love through gifts because that's how I see it.
Yeah.
Until you have the conversation that, you know, no, what you're doing is great. I appreciate it, but it's not really how I see the romance and the
it's
passion.
It's not fulfilling your love tank, essentially,
yeah, exactly.
basically.
So
it's great. Those are all awesome things.
Yeah.
But it's like you're pouring into a bucket and you're missing the bucket. Like, it's great that you're pouring in the love.
You're just pouring
but
in
you're
the wrong bucket.
Getting in the right, yeah,
yeah, you're just
exactly.
pouring in the wrong bucket. And,
I get you.
And but the problem is most people don't spend the time to communicate wisely on that. They just mm-hmm. get mad. Like, oh, you don't love me. I'm like, what do you mean I don't love you? I go to work every day and I'm providing you a house and I'm not asking you to do anything to do that. Just live your life. And I come home and I'm here, you know. But they don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
But the other person doesn't see it either. There's a lack of communication, which draws a line. And that passion and romance, which you thought you were giving or you were part of, is no longer that. Because, again, communication needs to be communication needs to happen so that you understand what passion and romance means to somebody in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like me and you've always talked about, it's never the big things.
No, I'd much rather have little things.
Right.
Even little things every day.
Yeah. And it's the small things, like I've talked about, like you make me lunch for work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you cook, I'll do the dishes, you know, or
damn.
Fuck it, I'll cook and do the dishes. It doesn't matter.
We both kind of do that.
Yeah. I mean,
well, we're very good at, we're very proficient at cooking and cleaning as
yeah,
we go, though. We're
yeah.
like freaking rock stars at it.
But at the same time, I know those little things work for you.
Yeah, it does. And I think also, you know, we talked about the five love languages. It'd be, you know, maybe this is a month. I actually think I had that in there. But this might be a good month to go back through and just kind of look at that and see if there's ways that you can reach out of your normal comfort zone of things and, you know, do something a little bit different. Maybe there's
yeah.
things that you haven't thought to do or come up with things or even just start it as a conversation.
Yeah.
Reevaluate. Things change. You know, relationships do change. And you could be maybe what you were when you first started dating is not what your love language is now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or what it means to you
absolutely.
Now that you're like settled and now that things are like, for me, I never would have thought words of affirmation, but I feel that more now than I have before.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Now touch is always going to be mine. I just do. I like hugs.
But I think all the love languages is a part of all of us. We all like getting gifts.
Yeah.
We love when people do things for us.
But to me, there's the ones that like, if you do
yeah.
the two that are like the big ones,
mm-hmm.
it's like makes my heart that much more happy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I, mm-hmm. I feel the love.
No,
like
yeah,
it's
yeah,
great
yeah.
to get gifts. I love gifts.
Yeah.
I love surprises. But like words of affirmation. Like when you were like, babe, you cooked dinner tonight, it was awesome. Like to me, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Or if you tell me I'm pretty, I'm cute.
Mm-hmm.
Any of those things.
Yeah. That's my kids
like
royally.
Yeah. I'm all right with it.
I know you are.
It's yeah, you know
smacking.
What I mean?
I'll just make this PSA that smacking ass is words of affirmation and touch all in the same thing because you're letting them know, hey, nice ass. As you smack it, you're touching them and you're letting them know it's words. it's ass smacking language.
It
so
is true.
You hit it right, and what the person hears is nice ass.
Yeah.
Nice ass. I like the rumpus.
Yeah. You've been working out, babe. Nice ass.
Bam.
Let
oh,
me
I like
a
that.
Bit.
So, yeah, you know, just.
It's a twofer. It's a two
yeah,
for one.
It is.
It's a BOGO.
It's a BOGO.
It's a BOGO on the love languages.
Yeah. Knock out two in one shot.
Yeah.
Literally one shot.
Yeah.
Ping.
No, you usually come back and hit the other side. Though.
Yeah, you, keep you it can't even. Leave. No, you got to make sure it's even. Don't leave a cheek jealous. Yeah, no, but yeah, it's. I think there's a lot to be There's a lot to understand when it comes to your partner, when it comes to the passion and romance in it. Can it be there every day? Yeah, it can be, but I think you put too much. I think when one, it shouldn't be just like breathing a second nature. But
no,
it also
a
should be.
It's like, I didn't do it today. Let me go get my checklist of shit. No, but I mean, I think sometimes there's organically ways that you are with each other. Like, we smack each other ass all day
right,
long.
Right, but I think that's when it becomes less about, ooh, this passion and romance, and it becomes a good relationship.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I think maybe if we just come to the understanding that passion and romance is a part of a good relationship, but it is not this extreme level of honeymoon dating, this super butterfly in love.
Oh, yeah. There's no roses, like, sprinkled around. Yeah. I'm not creating great gourmet. I can't even do that anyways. But I wouldn't create a gourmet dinner. We're not toasting champagne every 5 minutes for whatever.
You're not dropping trout and no. Hitting the couch and the kitchen and the bedroom every day. Never.
No.
Yeah.
No, that stopped a while ago.
Yeah. It's just not a part of it, you know?
No. So I mean, I'd be okay with it, but, you
yeah,
know.
But still, at the same time, you know, yeah. It's
unrealistic to be like that.
Well, it is very unrealistic to be like that.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I agree with you, though. I think there's ways to do it every single day and to make it that you're showing each other those things, but it doesn't need to be over the top by any means.
No. Mute.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a button.
Yeah, it's a button. But it doesn't have to be over the top. And I think if it's over the top, I think it's excessively over trying.
But I do believe strongly that there needs to be effort every day, though. I know that seems really weird, but like, I just think that if you just, because to me, like without the effort, when we talked about relationships being easy,
yeah,
we said that relationships are not.
They're not easy.
Easy. There has to be effort put into it. I feel like this is one of those places where there needs to be some effort.
But I think
you can't just get stuck in the rut because then the rut's become.
I think it's just being mindful.
Yeah.
I think you put effort into your relationship, yes, because there's the communication and everything. But I don't think there's this like every day of like, oh my God, what do I need to do today to show effort?
I just think it needs, but you do need to think of it though. Like I think that it needs to be thought of.
Well, I think thinking of it and putting into your mind that, you know, here's our relationship, and our relationship is good because we do these things, and because I love you, and because today I'm getting up and I'm going to do these things. But it's not like, okay, what do I need to do today to make sure she knows that I love her?
But I live my life like that every day.
Yeah, I think in my head I'm like, I'm just going to be me, and I love her, and it should, and that love is going to be an extension of how I treat her today, because I'm not angry at her.
Yeah, I get that.
And I'm in a good place with her.
See,
so
but I want you to know every day that I love you. That's
and
I
want you to know that
day.
Too. But the
but
the
that's
thing
why I come, that's why I am the way I am.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe that's why you have a hard time with like you stress out about things because you're
true.
Trying to put so much pressure.
I don't put pressure. I just feel like that's just what you deserve.
No, and I agree. It's like there's days that I'll wake up and I'm like, okay, today is one of those days I'm going to do this, this, and this because, you know, I want her to know, no.
Yeah.
But then I think, but if I do what I do every day for you and it's because I want to do those things, I don't stop and think, okay, all right, I'm going to put this list together today and this is what I'm going to do. I go out throughout my day and it's like, I'll do this. Hey, what you... For example, I don't wake up in the morning and say, I think I'll cook her breakfast today. I'm sitting there. I think maybe my thing is I don't make it a planned agenda to provide effort. I think mine is spontaneous when it's the right time.
I don't
time.
Either. I just always think of you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm
in
always
every
thinking.
Situation.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I'm like, what can I do in this moment if I'm doing something in this moment to make his life easier too? Like, I always think that way.
I don't think it's, we're saying the same thing, but different things. So I think our relationship is built off showing each other love all the time and always trying to share that person. Where it's not really effort. it is the nature of our love for each other. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there's it's effort, but it's not like I've got – our relationship is not easy because we're always working at it. Mm-hmm. It's not like just effortless. We're working at it. There's things we do. But I think over time, the more time you spend with a person, it becomes your nature. Like, mm-hmm. if you truly love a person, it becomes your nature to always show them. Like, I always feel – and I think that's the thing is, like – there's moments where I'm like, I'm just going to reach over there and grab her on the leg. Why? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's what I need to do in this moment mm-hmm. to let her know, hey, love you.
Yeah.
It's the little things.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
Right. Or it's like just coming across the room and giving you a kiss on the forehead or mm-hmm. getting up like I'm hungry. So I'm going to make us both breakfast. I'm not just going to make me something to eat. I'm going to make you something to eat too.
Yeah.
And you do the same thing for me.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not, it doesn't require this over... reaching effort, making things like I said, making it seem like it's an obligation. Let's do that. We have effort in our relationship, but it's not an obligation to do what we do for each other. We don't make it like, oh, I got to get up and think about what I'm going to do to show them my love today because I'm obligated to do it. Because if I don't do it today, then they're going to think I don't love them.
No, I totally agree on that.
Yeah. So I think there's maybe that's the breakdown where it's like, okay, guys, understand. If you do something for your partner, women, if you do something for your partner, then it's the fact that you're doing that out of love. Mm-hmm. If you're doing it because you feel like you have to do it, then it's no longer loving. It's no longer passionate or romantic. It's just doing it to kind of keep that person happy.
Yeah,
you might be
one of the damn kids trying to keep them alive.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I see. We are saying the exact same thing. It's just the semantics. Excuse me. Yeah, it's just semantics and how we're saying it.
Yeah. We don't spend all that time trying to maneuver each other into a place to say, hey, look, I'm here.
Oh, no. God, no. That's manipulative. Yeah. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You know, and if you want to have passion and romance in your relationship every day, every moment, then that's fine. I think you can have it. But it doesn't make a good relationship is a good relationship based off the communication and how you work with each other.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's not about how big your passion and romance is. I think passion and romance is I'm trying to find the right analogy here. It's like a chocolate molten lava cake.
Okay? Where'd you get that idea from?
Shut up. But this is what I'm thinking, okay? So if you put the right amount of, if you do it right, if you set it up right, you got the chemistry right, mm-hmm. you work it right,
yeah.
put it in an oven and cook it right, mm-hmm. you pull it out, all that stuff that you did that make the relationship good, mm-hmm. to make that cake good, the passion and romance is what is the liquidy chocolate that comes out when you cut into it.
It's the gooiness.
It is the perfection. It is the chocolate loving gooiness. That is the it comes out. But it comes out naturally. But what I'm saying. I mean, I know it sounds stupid. And I know it's kind of like reaching, but seriously, if you do everything, if you do what you need to in your relationship to make a good relationship,
the romance and the passion oozes out like it's supposed to.
Yeah. It comes out. It might not come out like, oh my gosh, it's over the top, but it comes out. And your partner will see that. And they'll mm-hmm. see that, hey, he has passion. She has passion. You know, they have romance. They had this romantic feeling about me. They have this passionate feeling about me because this is the things that they do. But that still comes down to communication and understanding each other.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, a lot of times, you know, passion and romance, too, I think is like a feeling you get. Like, I mean, you can tell people, especially when you're around other people, too, like the vibe they give off with each other. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think we look at each other a certain way when we're together, like even if we're not talking or we're in a group of people. And I think we give, you know, you give off vibes, you give off looks that only you two know about and those kind of things. And I think that, you know, that's also part of it. It doesn't have to be, to me, romance and it could be quiet. It could be something that's almost, you don't even see it. Like if you're not aware of it, do you know what I mean?
No, I get it.
Like sometimes we'll just look over each other and just smile at each other stupidly. Yeah.
It is what it is. I mean, but again, I think it comes to the conclusion that if you're building a good relationship,
yeah, those are all parts of it.
You got to build the good relationship. Mm-hmm. It's we keep talking about all these things happen in a good relationship. No, things come from a good relationship. You make, you know, you don't fight. Good relationships you fight in, mm-hmm. but as you build a good relationship, the fighting may subside. It may be way less. You know, you spend all your time together. Well, no, a great relationship is not built off spending all your time together, but you'll find yourself spending more time with that person because your relationship is good. You build a good, great relationship. You have to build the relationship for you to get to these places where these myths were busting, so to speak, become kind of like second nature mm-hmm. in the relationship. The passion and romance every day. If you figure out what that is between yeah. the two of you, then the relationship is good, not because of the passion and romance, or not because you have it, because the relationship has been built good.
Yeah. As you're talking, I'm thinking like the whole house building thing, like communication is the foundation for a relationship. And then each part of these is like the bricks that get put into mm-hmm. your house of a relationship. Yeah. It's kind of what it comes down to. Like these are the pieces of it that build your relationship with, yeah. of course, what we always talk about, communication being the foundation of it all.
Has to be.
It's the wiring of your relationship.
I think the house is built on communication. It's built with communication. It is mm-hmm. strung together with communication. Communication is in the fiber of every part of your relationship. It's not just the foundation. It is everything. It is the walls. It's the wiring. It's the windows. Mm-hmm. And then you just dress it up with the furniture of passion and the pictures.
Can we do a bed of passion, though? I mean, like, come on.
I said furniture.
Okay. Oh, everywhere. yeah. Okay. You know I got to get in there somewhere. Literally.
Yeah, you're trying to get it in, all right.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
So, guys and girls.
That passion.
Yeah, tell us what you think about the concept of passion and romance in a relationship. Does it need to be there every day? What level? What does passion and romance mean to you? I mean, like, break that down. Send us a message.
Can we do
a
reverse rocket and block it? I'll just do a reverse one. I'll post it tomorrow, and then maybe we can touch base on our next episode.
Yeah, I guess so.
That input, like we used to do. Just do it backwards to this week. I'll do two.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm just interested to see what other people think that is. I always find stuff people share very interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
people
everybody.
People came up with good insight on the fighting part. Especially, I thought there were some really good things on that one, too.
And I think that's the thing. I think that's why communication is important, because everybody has, in their mind, a different way of seeing it. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, how many definitions do we have for one word? You know, think about it. And then everybody thinks of that one word a different way. So when you start pulling mm-hmm. phrases together, especially in relationships, people are going to see it different ways. Like, when you think of fighting, some people think of, putting up your dukes and throwing blows. Yeah. Uh-huh. I think of fighting as just having an argument or a debate or things like that. Uh-huh. You know, it's just how people see it. And how do you see it? How do you, listening to the show, see, passion and romance? Is it that middle school in love butterfly feeling? Or is it the little things that happen every day? Is it something second nature? Uh-huh. Is it something you have to work at and do every day? Is it something that you have to show every single day? Is it something that you need every single day? Or is it something that you know that will come natural over time uh-huh. and uh-huh. you pick up on those things?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a lot.
It is a whole lot. But you let us know what you think.
Yeah. I'm interested in knowing. I am going to do that, though. I'm going to put it on the Instagrams.
Yeah.
I'll leave it up there through the week, so people listen to this when we release it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You can weigh in on our post. Look for it.
Yeah, don't forget we drop our shows. They usually hit, they actually drop on Tuesday nights, but so they can be ready for Wednesday mornings. But mm-hmm. we're dropping the shows on Wednesdays. Little promotional stuff going on as we finish up the show. Look, guys and girls, relationships are hard. I mean, they're not easy. We kind of prove that. They take communication. They take a little work. They take a little effort. They take time. Rome wasn't built in a day, and your romance and passion will not be a substantial foundation for a good relationship that won't be built in a day as well. It takes time, and we're two people that are prime examples of that. We just kind of fast-tracked ours because we're old, and, And we've already been through it, so we kind of, figured out what we needed to do and not to do. And mm-hmm. you know, and we kind of push that forward a little bit. So we're here on the back end of it, kind of reaping some of those rewards. But at the same time, we're still working on it, you know, because there's days we still have to work on the relationship. There's days we still need to communicate. But with that being said, let us know. Don't forget, you can go over to www.rockhippieadventures.com. That is our website. There's blogs, there's videos, there's all kinds of good things there. And most importantly, you can go to the podcast page. You can go to the episode and you can leave us messages there. You can also, if you are listening to this on Anchor or Spotify or any other place, there's going to be a little link in the bottom of the description that you can go and leave us a voice message. I'll pick those up over on our Anchor page. You can go to Anchor, you can go to Spotify, you can go to Apple. If you're on Apple, hey, thanks for leaving us a rating, and if you haven't left, why don't you do that? If you check us out on Instagram or Facebook, you can follow us, like us there. You can also comment, share, direct message, do whatever you want, but just hook up with us. And again, going to put it out there. You want to spend a little time on the show with us? We'll hook it up, put you on a show. Heck, if you don't want to do a whole show, throw a little YouTube video out there, and we'll just plaster your face all over the walls with our ugly mugs. Well, okay, my ugly mug and her cute self. So, anyways.
Babe. You're cute, though.
Yeah, whatever. So we want, just again, say thank you. You know where to hit us up at. Don't forget, check out the other podcast, Music for the Masses. And guys and girls, we're going to see you next time. And we always going to remind you that mediocrity is not an option.
Nope. Live life loud and bold.
Yeah, that's the other part of it. I forgot.
Yeah,
that's
you took my line.
Yeah, COVID, man. COVID done messed my brain up. Anyways.
Okay.
Peace, guys and girls.
I got you.
See you later.